issues.
CBS's Jake Rosen covering Mr. Trump's campaign. The former president is back on the road less than 2 days after officials in Coachella, California say they thwarted what could have been a third assassination attempt. They say Vem Miller of Las Vegas tried to get into the rally with two loaded unregistered guns in his SUV. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He's charged with two misdemeanors. He's been released. He'll have a future court date. But the feds are emphasizing this was not any indication of an attempted assassination, even though the local sheriff, who has made social media posts in support of Donald Trump, has alleged otherwise.
Miller tells CBS News the charges against him were based on lies. Hundreds of thousands of people in Florida still have no power, and for many, that's not close to the worst they're suffering after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. CBS's Tom Hansen reports.
Zoe Dadian's front yard became a front line in the most catastrophic disaster to ever hit her community of Swannanoa, North Carolina.
Look at that tree.
Buncombe County, where Dadian lives, sent a mandatory evacuation order out at 6:15 in the morning on September 27th. She says the alert didn't show up on her phone until hours later at 1 p.m.
And at that point, the landslide had occurred. We were digging bodies out of rubble, and there was nowhere to evacuate.
There's one person dead, 20 injured after a train accident in Mansfield Township, New Jersey this morning. KYW's Mike Doherty.
We're not sure if it fell onto the tracks and the train hit it or if it fell while the train was moving, but we do know that Governor Murphy says it was the train operator who passed away.
Getting ready to book flights for the holidays, advice from travel editor Peter Greenberg.
For every day you wait to book for Thanksgiving, fares will go up an average of 4%. You're still within the margin of error, if you will, for Christmas, but keep in mind 54 days out, and that's more or less where October 14th falls, so be careful.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A fund has been established for the unborn child of a Racine firefighter. Maxwell Bear died in a motorcycle crash last week. A procession honoring Bear was held over the weekend. The Racine City Council's boycott appears to be ending. There are votes scheduled for tomorrow night on proposals aimed at changing how the council sets its agenda. If the council can return to normal operations, they'll address several items at tomorrow's meeting, including votes related to the Bell City Square redevelopment project and parking fee waivers for holiday shopping. A major police training event is scheduled this week at Westridge Elementary in Mount Pleasant. Police say the exercise won't impact traffic on Emerson, but people are being advised to avoid the area if possible. And the National Weather Service is warning about waterspouts. Conditions are good for them to form on Lake Michigan today and tomorrow. Boaters especially are being told to exercise caution due to the potentially dangerous conditions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and went on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 34-13 in front of nearly 78,000 fans at Lambeau Field in the rain. Jair Alexander asked how important it was for Green Bay to finally get back-to-back wins this season.
It's major. It's hard to win in this league and to, you know, get two in a row. I mean, that's even better. Now let's try to get three.
Romeo Doubs with two touchdown catches. Christian Watson with a 44-yard touchdown reception in the south end zone. Is it true they drew that one up on the sidelines?
100%. I mean, that was something that we didn't even have a game plan. We knew we could take a shot. So, hey, I mean, as soon as we called the play, I knew that it was coming.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in preseason action. College hoops, longtime Wisconsin basketball head coach Bo Ryan inducted last night into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
It was my supreme honor to coach you. I will cherish the memories we share for the rest of my life. Thank you.
Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sun today and crisp temperatures still in place, with highs only reaching the mid-50s. We've got chances of scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm once again this afternoon and into the evening. Overnight lows fall to near 40, and the wet weather continues through tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Get out.
now. It doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it meant before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you.
Right here on WRJN, and boy, this
could this be the John Lennon Beatles song?
Wow. If you think it is, 262-634-WRJN.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain.
John Lennon with the Beatles and In My Life. And congratulations, my winner this hour, Annette. Annette calling in from Kenosha. You are my winner, and you will be getting an album, Beatles or John Lennon. You'll be getting that album from our buddy Ray from Time and Again. Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And we are still going to do this contest again, starting after noon. All right. Starting from 12 to 1 o'clock, another chance for you to win. And this time will be something from Paul Simon and Garfunkel here on WRJN.
From Radio Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Local news and timeless SWRJN. Man, that's my favorite karaoke song, because no matter how bad of a singer I am, that song makes anybody sound good. Even better if everybody else that's listening to you has been drinking a few. You sound better and you look better. Every can of beer, that's truth. WRJN is proud to support high school athletics and bring your another high school football game of the week. That's right. This Friday at 6:30, Dick Graceffa is going to bring you the Racine part at Indian Trail High School and Academy in Kenosha. Hear the call of the game this Friday night from Hams Field right here on WRJN.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant, Highway 11. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
Okay, that's right. Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant, they are our sponsors of Artist of Record here on WRJN, and we sure appreciate it too. Thanks, Ray.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh. It's tight when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touches my hand and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
W-R-J-N.
and timeless. It's right here on WRJN. Water spouts over the lake. Yeah, good chance today and tomorrow. You're going to see them if you're up over there. 53 right now, Radio Park with Oliver. Local news, timeless, it's WRJN and Oliver from the, actually the Broadway show Hair. They tried to make it a movie and it didn't do well. Oliver, good morning, Starshine. Good to be with you today. I'm Cindy Huber, back from California, although I saw a lot of the inside of my mother-in-law's house. And that was fun. That was really, really fun. The weird thing about all Californians, though, is that at a certain time of the morning, probably about 11 o'clock, they shut all the shades in their house. You know, they're keeping the sun out from the heat, but it's like you're inside and, you know, watching a lot of television. Got to get all caught up in Hawaii 5-0 marathon reboot. Alrighty, so congratulations again to my winner, Annette Donegan. So Annette, I am just psyched that you won this awesome album. And of course, it is from Time and Again in Sturtevant. Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more, courtesy of Ray. And your next chance to win is, oh my goodness, after 12, between 12 and 1. And this time, it's a Paul Simon and Garfunkel song called America. Local news and timeless hits. The news is next. Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hurricane Helene hit a factory in North Carolina that produces much of the healthcare industry's IV fluids. That's forcing Wisconsin healthcare centers to have to stretch what they have. Some operations are being postponed. The U.S. is importing IV fluid in the meantime. Democrats are blitzing Wisconsin in the presidential campaign today. Running mate Tim Walz is in Green Bay and Eau Claire. Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee after criticizing Donald Trump in Baraboo over the weekend.
We cannot elect somebody who is working overtime to undermine American democracy.
First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Kamala Harris in Madison tonight. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fund has been set up for the unborn child of a Racine firefighter that died last week. 31-year-old Maxwell Bayer was killed in a motorcycle crash near Alpine Valley Thursday. Bayer and his wife got married last year and were expecting their first child. The Charitable Foundation of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin is managing a fund to support the child's future education. A procession honoring Bayer was held over the weekend. The Racine City Council boycott appears to be over with votes set for tomorrow night. Six alders held up city business in a dispute over setting the council's agenda. At a committee meeting last week, two of three proposals aimed at changes were passed. The proposals will get full council votes tomorrow night. If the council can get back on track, there's other stuff to vote on. The council's last meeting didn't happen due to the boycott. Tomorrow night's meeting agenda has several items, including votes related to the ongoing Bell City Square redevelopment project. Alders could also consider the annual effort to spur downtown holiday shopping with a waiver on parking fees. Kenosha County voters will have a chance to hear from those running to be the DA. The Kenosha County Bar Association has invited District Attorney candidates Carly McNeil and Xavier Solis to a public forum October 23rd. There's no word yet on if both candidates have agreed. And watch for waterspouts today. The National Weather Service says waterspouts are likely to form on Lake Michigan through tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More clouds than sun today and crisp temperatures still in place, with highs only reaching the mid-50s. We've got chances of scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm once again this afternoon and into the evening. Overnight lows fall to near 40, and the wet weather continues through tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Local News. Timeless hits, just like that, on WRJN. Got J.D. Jackson, but it's all right coming up. Huey Lewis and the News did a remake of that song. You can barely tell the difference. That's just minutes away right now. It's Harper's Bazaar. And, dude, I'm feeling groovy.
Slow down. You move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling flowers growing, ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do, feeling groovy, groovy, groovy. I got no peace to do, no promises to keep. I'm baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life I love you, all is
timeless hits just like that. WRJN, we've been around for 97 years as a radio station. 57 of those years had Paul Harvey, and he's back with the rest of the story today at 12:05 right here on WRJN.
Hurt me, but it's
local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. And with all the, oh my goodness, all the hurricanes and another potential one sitting out there in the ocean right now. I'd like to help the ones that are really hurt and most affected by Hurricane Milton and Hurricane Helene. If you would like to help us help families, we have a help link. If you check out civicmedia.us/help, civicmedia.us/help. And there are links to Samaritan's Purse, the Red Cross, and even one more, World Central Kitchen, to help families get help because there just isn't enough money for all the victims with all the hurricanes. So even $10 would help big time. So three agencies that we know and believe in and trust, Samaritan's Purse, they do an awful lot of good. American Red Cross and World Central Kitchen. Those links are on our website, civicmedia.us/help.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marsh lands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you say these things, you know it makes me feel.
Sits right here on WRJN. Tell a friend that Mike Clemens is back with sports. And also Stuart J. Wiles, local news, CBS National News. That's just all minutes away.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. But don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad.
Refreshed. WRJN.
When I said
But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite.